Go through prayer requests and hearing about the decline that Daddy was talking about of the church, you know, going and visiting around, and especially of my generation. You know, it's one thing that I've noticed. A lot of people in my generation, I see a falling away. You know, I go to some of these places that I've gone in the past with my parents, and I've had friends that, well, they're not there anymore. I mean, they could be off in school and they could be working and whatever, but there just seems to be a falling away. And with the prayer request, we don't have to be a great number of people to have a lot of people that are in need of prayer. It can be discouraging. It can be real discouraging to hear of all the sickness that we know of. And like I said, of the falling away of the church. But if the Lord bless me for a little while, what's on my mind is be strong and courageous in the Lord. That is one thing that we don't have to worry about. We don't have to worry about our strength in the Lord. Now, I mean that is, we don't have to worry about His strength. Our strength in the Lord can waver. Our faith can waver. But the Lord's strength is everlasting. You don't have to worry about it. We can be strong and courageous in the Lord. I just had I wrote down a couple of scriptures. The first one I'd like to start with is in Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. And I'm not going to take time to read too much, and I don't want to take too much of Daddy's time this morning, but I love the first part of Joshua. As the Lord's talking to Joshua, and he tells him that My servant Moses is dead. Now we know at this time that Moses had passed on. Moses had lived a good life and he served the Lord faithfully for so many years and was, you know, the leader of Israel, the man leader of Israel for such a long period of time. And he was the judge over them. And they took a lot of strength, you know, and a lot of courage from Moses because Moses was always faithful. But now Moses is gone. What do they do? Well, the Lord tells Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. And I like what I've heard several times is if you read between the lines, Moses, my servant, is dead, but God is saying, I am still alive. He is still around. That is who we need to gain strength from. That is who we need to be encouraged by. Now, the passage I just wrote a couple of them down just to give a few examples, is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." Now, if the Lord came to you and spoke words like that to you audibly and told you, don't worry, I'm with you. I don't know about y'all, but that would kind of put some wind in my sails. That would kind of help me out. No matter what I was doing, that would really help me out. Now, I have good friends. I have great family, wonderful people that have encouraged me in my life, and I know they've got my back. But brothers and sisters, the Lord is always there. His faith is never failing. He cannot fail nor be discouraged. So that right there, that is the best friend to have. And he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I encourage you to read more about this and read how the Lord is talking to Joshua and just reaffirming to Joshua, Joshua, I'm with you. Be not afraid. And the Lord was there for him. The Lord was there for Moses, and the Lord was there for Joshua as well. Another one I had was Joshua 23. I know I'm kind of going to be jumping back and forth, but like I said, in the interest of time, Joshua 23, verse 6. "Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside, therefore, to the right hand or to the left. There's that word again, courageous. Be ye therefore courageous. Now the Lord has given us his word. And he gave, at that time, he gave the law to Moses. And that was something for them to not to waver from. That was kind of like their guidance. Because the Lord gave them exactly what they needed. He gave them their guidance. And he's always telling them, be therefore very courageous. So we can gain strength from this. Be courage. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And that brings me to the next points in Samuel, 1 Samuel 30. It would be nice if I could just read all this so you know exactly what's going on. But let me give a recap. In Samuel 30, verse 6, y'all remember a little town called Ziklag when David went out with the army with Ziklag, and the army came behind and took away all the people and burned the city to the ground? Well, you know, David was the king, and he was with the army. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was with the army, with the fight. But some people came behind and burned the city and took away all their wives and daughters and sons. And the people sought to stone David, the king, doing what he was supposed to do. That's how we are sometimes. We can have something go wrong in our life and we just lash out at some of the people that we may be closest to. But in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, like I said, they had sought to stone David. And verse 6, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all the people who were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in his God, in the Lord his God. Brother and sister, you may be find yourself in a place where you don't have an out. You don't know where you can go. You don't know where you can turn. But you can always turn to God. And this is where David was. He was, like I said, he was the king, but the people sought to stone him. If all of your people are looking to stone you, you don't look like you don't have a friend in the world. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that should be a very good help to us. You know, I don't know if any of y'all have ever been in a situation where all of your friends wanted to kill you, but if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're doesn't seem like you have any way to turn, always remember, we can always turn to God. We can always encourage ourselves in the Lord. I had another one, 2 Chronicles 32, with King Hezekiah when the Assyrians came against him. Let me turn that. I need to turn to that. 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles 32. It would be nice if I could be able to retain everything and just be able to quote it from memory, but I'm human, and that's not going to happen. So. 32, verse 7. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Syria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. Now this is Hezekiah talking to the people, because where is he gaining his strength from? And in the next verse, you'll notice this. He says, with him, he's talking about the king of Assyria, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Now, why did they rest in that? Because he told them, God's with us. With him, he's got all this multitude of army, but it's an arm of flesh. It can fail. God's with us. We're with him. He never fails. So the people, we're encouraged in that. We can encourage ourselves in the Lord. Another verse I heard yesterday, 2 Timothy. Second Timothy 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, if you need to be encouraged, if you ever need to be encouraged about something, remember, if you're fearful, the Lord hath not given us that spirit of fear. If we're fearful, if we're doubting, that's because of us. That's our sin nature, that's our flesh, and that could be Satan whispering in our ear and casting doubt. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you to read this word. I encourage you to seek after God's encouragement and strengthen ourselves. Because that's what we need every single day. Every time we wake up, every time we go out into the world, it's a new battle. Every time we wake up, we don't have to leave the house. Our flesh, this is our closest foe. It's with us everywhere we go. It's a new day. It's a new time. It's a new battle. So as Paul was talking about the armor of God, let's start our mornings. Let's wake up. Let's talk. Spend a little time communing with the Lord. Let's pray. Let's read. Let's seek His will and be encouraged and strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Because a lot of times we can falter, a lot of times we can fail. But brothers and sisters, the Lord is never going to fail us. He cannot fail nor be discouraged. If there's any discouragement, it's come from us. So let's do what we can. Let's read His word. Let's encourage ourselves in the Lord. Thank you.